everybody. This is Chantel and Tamara with Intuitive Conversations. And today our topic is narcissism and codependency. And we wanted to talk about this because we've both come across this phenomenon in different ways. And we seem to be living in an age of narcissism. Almost every day on social media, I see some article or other talking about narcissists. How to deal with a narcissist, how to recognize narcissists. It's a word that gets thrown around a lot. And I just finished watching an online summit about narcissism with a bunch of different presenters talking about it from different perspectives. So do you want to weigh in?
Yeah. Well, I first learned about the topic maybe about 5 years ago. It was a brand new idea for me. And I read this book called The Human Magnet Syndrome by Ross Rosenberg. And it basically described my parents' marriage.
Oh, wow.
Like, as I was reading it, I was like, oh, this makes so much sense. Like, because I often wondered how people like my mom or in other relationships, why they stayed when mm-hmm. they were being constantly put down verbally. And And wow. And now I see that, you know, there was different characteristics in each of them that kind of drew them to each other, mm-hmm. that they sort of completed each other in a way, even though it was very dysfunctional.
Yeah. The magnet syndrome, right? Mm-hmm. And it, what I've been discovering, too, is it's that lock and key kind of thing that fits together. It's like an energetic mm-hmm. connection, right? You're attracted to somebody who supplies what you're missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like in these women's shelters, when the women go there to get away from an abusive situation, the percentage of women that go back is very high. And it used to not make sense to me, but now it does. And even, like, it's not just women. Like, the roles can be reversed, mm-hmm. but the codependent who leaves a narcissistic relationship and then is, like, now looking for a healthier relationship often tends to still keep finding these, you know, people who have the same personality if they don't heal what they need to heal before they look for another relationship.
Right, yeah. So, the word narcissist, like the origin of that word, goes back to Greek mythology, where this young man Narcissus fell in love with his own reflection and spent all his time gazing and gazing at himself in the water. And this nymph Echo fell in love with him, but she had been cursed. There's a whole backstory there, but the curse was that she could not speak in her own words. All she could do was echo someone else's words. So there's Echo sitting there gazing at Narcissus, and Narcissus can only see himself in the water. It wasn't a happy ending for either one of them. And there's so many dynamics in there that play into narcissism and what narcissism is. And we tend to think that the narcissist is somebody who has too much love for themselves. They're in love with themselves. But really, the idea of being in love with your reflection is that you don't have enough self-love. There's that emptiness. And narcissists doesn't even really have a sense of himself enough to recognize that that's him in the water. He thinks that this is some beautiful young man that he sees, and he's fallen in love with this reflection, and he can't access the person that he sees in the water. So the narcissist is, there's some way in which they can't access a really healthy sense of self.
Mm-hmm. Like, the narcissist is deeply wounded, and the codependent sees that and thinks, oh, I can help, I can make him better, but the narcissist doesn't want that.
Right. Like, because of that emptiness inside is kind of, they're looking to fill that and mm-hmm. feeding on the energy that comes to them from somebody, from an echoist, mm-hmm. somebody who, and that's a term that's coming now into use, is echoism. This idea that in another sense, the echo has a bit of a sense of self, but she relies on the affirmation that she gets from other people. And so it's that mirroring of I'm going to say your words. I'm going to amplify who you are so that I'll be validated by propping you up, by making you feel like you're somebody. So then you will be, you know, thankful to me. You'll validate me because here I am serving your sense of self in the world. So the echo is very selfless. It's almost like they're afraid of being special. So the narcissist wants to be special. Sometimes there's that grandiosity. But the echoist is afraid of being special and finds their validation by supporting other people.
And in every case in person of people that I know who are codependent, and I myself find myself in that category, they have a narcissistic parent. So they've been brought up to, you know, to have to find their safety, their security, find their love in these ways. And so as adults, they're looking to, unconsciously looking to heal that inner child. And that is why they find themselves attracted to these people. And I mean, it's obviously not the way, but it just is the way.
It's unconscious patterning.
Yeah.
Right? And so unless you're very aware of those dynamics, it's so easy to fall in the trap because the narcissist will, in a sense, they mirror back as well. They will mirror back, you know, what the other person longs for. They somehow find a way to shape themselves into, oh, that soulmate or the person who really makes me feel like they know me from the inside out. And it can take a long time before you realize that's really just a reflection. You're looking in your own mirror in a way. And the gift, I guess, of the narcissist in your life is they, if you're aware, they can show you what you most need to find in yourself.
So like the typical relationship would start off with love bombing, where everything is amazing, there's so much attention showered, and you're like, oh, I finally found my soulmate. And, you know, that can even go on for years, it can go up until, you know, there's some sort of like a marriage or children together or something that sort of locks them in. And then all of a sudden, you know, the bad side comes out. And like, there's all of these terms, I don't have a list in front of me, but like the one that comes to mind is gaslighting.
Oh yeah.
You know, like what are the other terms that would describe a narcissist or what they start to do? And what does gaslighting mean?
Well, gaslighting comes from that old movie with Ingrid Bergman and Cha Boyer. And the story is that she was married to a narcissist. And for whatever reason, it's been a long time since I saw it, he was trying to convince her that she was insane. So I don't know if she was a wealthy heiress that he married and he wanted her money or something, was trying to get rid of her. And so he would do things like turn down the gas light, because in that time period, the lighting was all gas powered. And he would turn down the gas lights. And then she'd remark on, did you notice the lights just went down? Oh, you're just imagining things. And then he gave her a beautiful diamond or pearl necklace. And he took her out one evening and said, why don't you wear this necklace? And she went looking for it. And of course, she couldn't find it because he had taken it out of her jewelry box. So she comes back saying it's not there, and he accuses her of losing it. And so he engineers all these situations where she doubts her sanity. And that's so typical of a narcissist relationship, where they will undercut and undermine. And you start wondering, well, where did that person go who was so caring, who was so in tune with me, who understood everything and just, you know, couldn't get enough of me? And then you question your perceptions, because if you say something, then the narcissist will realize, oh, I need to cover my tracks, and they'll pour on the charm again, and or they'll play the vulnerable. You know, there are different varieties of narcissism and lots of different terminology in the psychology community and the healthcare community about different types of narcissists. But yeah,
there's all these different things that they do. Like, and often they make the other person, the codependent, feel like it's their fault. Mm-hmm. Like, you made me burst out in anger. You yeah. made me hit you.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
I love you so much, but you drive me crazy.
Yeah.
If you would just listen to me.
Like, having this different definition of love than what is the healthy version of love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a healthy level of narcissism. This is something I hadn't thought about, because in my family culture, there was a real emphasis on sort of putting other people first, really caring for other people's emotional needs and being so attuned to how other people are doing. You're always kind of feeling out the situation and responding to it. And so, you know, you can develop echoism just because you're sort of conditioned into always sort of caretaking mm-hmm. the emotional situation around you. And you can lose your healthy sense of narcissism, because there's a certain level at which it is healthy to have a strong sense of self, to have something you want to shoot for, goals and ambitions, and to not let other people trample you.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that book, The Human Magnet Syndrome by Ross Rosenberg, he comes up with the, you know, the antidote, the cure, and that is self-love, you know. And that's what was missing in the codependent, is that self-love. And so that's why they were, you know, so attracted to the narcissist, because mm-hmm. they're like, wow, he's so confident and so, mm-hmm. you know, like, I don't have that. I need that. So that was like the lock and key situation.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If narcissist could only pull back from his reflection and realize that's me,
mm-hmm.
that's me, and I'm enough in who I am. And I'm strong enough in who I am that I don't need to feed off of, and in a way, it's kind of like an emotional vampirism.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Right. So I don't need to suck the life out of someone else to validate who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But that takes a certain level of awareness, and part of the really difficult part of dealing with narcissists is that unconsciousness.
Mm-hmm. And it's to the point where, you know, like, they can't be saved. Like, another person cannot save a narcissist.
Especially if you tend towards the echoism kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll go in with your compassion. If you're an empath, I can really help this person heal. If I can just help them see, or if I can just validate who they are.
Mm-hmm. Tell them they're a good person.
Yeah.
You know, like, my mom always was taking my dad's side, you know, like saying that he was a good person and all those things.
And it's not that there isn't good.
Well, there's good in everyone.
Yeah.
But I think the good that they see in the narcissist is really, you know, the good in themselves.
The reflection of what you are. Yeah, they're reflecting, they're mirroring back, because they become so adept at doing that. And it comes across as being so sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Judith Orloff has a really good recommendation. If you get bowled over by somebody who comes in, you know, on all four cylinders, just with love bombing and how wonderful you are, and she says one of the really important things you need to do early on is provoke a conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be there for them. Make yourself unavailable, or in some way, because empaths are very intuitive. You will know all the ways to avoid making this person upset.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, sort of breaking the magic spell between you. She says, do that early on, and you'll see that narcissist come out if you have any niggling doubts mm-hmm. or whatever.
It's kind of like a test.
Right. But the problem is that echoists are so conditioned not to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the echoist is also unconsciously doing their thing,
mm-hmm.
right? They're not aware necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, you and I are aware, but we've done so much study on it.
Right. Yeah, and we have both encountered people who are narcissists.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a lot more that can be said. There's, like, all of these different traits that the narcissist has, but I think we've covered, you know, the basic idea. And how you can help yourself. Like, basically, you can't save a narcissist, number one. And number two, self-love is how to heal, you know, the codependent.
Right.
And how you can find a healthy relationship again.
Yeah.
You need to take a break and date yourself for a while.
And I think in another podcast, we want to talk about some of the ways of strengthening the sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
Some techniques people can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So thanks for being with us, and we'll talk again.